9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. But ain't nobody shook though, Joe. We ain't shook over here.
I am.
Let DeAndre Hopkins come. I am too. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. They're already undefeated.
You didn't need that.
Man, DeAndre Hopkins.
They needed the help.
Chiefs and the Titans finalizing the deal to send DeAndre to the Kansas City Chiefs for a fifth round draft pick that could become a fourth round draft pick. Here's Ian Rappaport on the details.
It has been a long rumored deal that now is happening. Sources say DeAndre Hopkins, the star receiver for the Tennessee Titans, is in the process of being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. The champs continue to load up. Another day, another big time receiver moves. It has certainly been a season full of them. We've seen Devontae Adams. We've seen Amari Cooper. Now DeAndre Hopkins is the latest. My understanding is this is in exchange for a fifth rounder that could become a fourth rounder. The two sides are still going back and forth now on salary. My understanding is the Titans are going to pay some of DeAndre Hopkins' base salary for this year just to make it easier for the Chiefs to withstand the salary. But this trade is expected to happen. So KC has lost Hollywood Brown. Juju Smith-Schuster not going to play this week. But DeAndre Hopkins is expected to be there. You're right. This has been a long rumored trade. But listen to how fast it happened. It has been nothing but rumors till about, I would say, midnight last night, Kansas City time. The two sides got together. They kind of threw hypotheticals back and forth. By about 5 or 6 in the morning today, it became clear that a deal would happen. Expected to be finalized soon. D-Hop going to join the Chiefs.
Not only are we going to trade them to you, but we're going to make it a little bit easier. You want to take some of that salary for you, just because you need some help.
Yeah. Yeah, we know you guys have it tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I don't know how much help they need, but I think they got themselves in where he's one of my favorites. I mean, I know there was talk, at least from me, I was hoping he was coming here. Because that's a guy, you talk about secure hands. He's a really good receiver. I think he's got a couple of years left in him. So, well.
I think he has a couple of years left in him, but you know what? All he needs is one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
All he needs is 1 year left in him. They get Hollywood Brown back next year. I mean, you know, they'll be all right. They just need him now. And he's a guy who's hungry. Oh, my gosh.
It's just, I just find it amazing. Of all the teams in the league, that's the one that gets them. Because a lot of teams could use the help. The Chiefs, the only undefeated team in football.
Two-time defending champions.
In a row.
Trying to go three-peat. Yeah. It's a great move, Ed. Outside of our coveting him and us being envious of the Chiefs, this is a great move.
Yeah,
I mean, in terms of football, this is a great football move. This is funny because who was it earlier today that said the Chiefs are the NFL's team? Who was it? Shiloh?
But I think he was saying it because
I know. He was saying it tongue-in-cheek because they cheat for them.
Well, yeah, they don't get any penalties.
Yeah, the NFL loves them.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Shiloh, did you know about this trade when you called in? Because this looks like... I mean, this is great for the NFL.
Yeah.
You have one of the marquee teams in all the NFL. Now they go out and get DeAndre Hopkins to stay on top. You don't think the NFL wanted this? I'm not saying the NFL orchestrated this because I don't believe that. I don't believe that. But you don't think the NFL guys in the front offices of the NFL in New York City aren't high-fiving right now?
Yes, I do. I do think they're high-fiving. Yeah. It's just like... Not saying they did it, but I do find it very interesting that of all the teams to go there, it just makes them that much better. Whatever.
Joe, I want to trade my car for yours, and to throw in, I'm going to make the payments for you for the next year. That's what that is. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a Mercedes. Let me trade you my Mercedes for your less than Mercedes, whatever it is you're driving. And by the way, if you have any maintenance, I'll pay it for you. That's what they just did.
They got to have some pictures on her or something.
For the record, I don't have a Mercedes. I was just using that as an example. But I mean, this is ridiculously great. but it's also ridiculous. If I wasn't a Ravens fan, I would say to you, I can't wait to see Patrick Mahomes throw it to DeAndre Hopkins.
You know, it just doesn't happen in sports. Now that you mention this, remember Chris Paul?
Yeah.
The league decided
that he wasn't going to the Lakers.
Yes.
But you know why the league did that? You know why that was decided?
I know they owned the team at the time.
Yeah, they owned the team at the time. And they thought it was not in they thought the Lakers were taking advantage of the situation, which is bull crap. They wanted the L.A. market. They wanted the Clippers to kind of raise that L.A. market. That's what it was. It was in the best interest of the league.
But I mean, but still, they interfered.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, that was they admitted they interfered.
Are you suggesting, Ed, that the league could have possibly had something to do with this trade? Are you suggesting that?
I think this league can make people disappear. I'm telling you, they're very powerful. And they do some stuff, man. I'm not saying they did it here. But I do think Trippy said and other people have said is a valid
shallow.
Shallow, I'm sorry.
You said they all sound alike?
They definitely don't. But no, I just think that I really believe the officiating is bent their way. And I don't think it's uncommon. I think it was the same way when Brady was with the Patriots. I think the Patriots got a lot of calls. A lot of things were overlooked. I think the Chiefs are in that category now with him. You know, they're the dynasty right now. They're the team to beat, and they have been for years. And they got the best quarterback in football. Whatever. But, yeah, I do think they get a little favoritism.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
The favoritism that they get from the officials, do you think it's a directive or it's human nature?
Human nature.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think
I agree with that. I think it's human nature. I don't think there's a director saying, hey, make everything work for the Chiefs. I don't think there's the man ain't at the controls saying this is what you got to do. I think it's human nature. You know those guys are great, so you tend to give them the benefit of the doubt.